The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the sixth chapter. And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out for him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter's dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside, took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years old. And they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Jesus is always on the move, and he's always moving towards something good. He doesn't move just for movement's sake. He's always moving because he has places to go and good things to do. Last week, Jesus calmed a storm, and he didn't do that just for the sake of calming a storm. Today, he heals. And he doesn't simply heal for the sake of healing. Just as he makes somebody alive today too. And Jesus doesn't bring people back to life just for the sake of it. Last week, his boat and his little crew needed to get to the other side of the lake to keep working. Today, a woman is made well so she can fully live her life in Christ. And the little daughter of Jairus is told to rise and eat so she can go back to being a little daughter again. So Jesus is always on the move doing good. The passage from Mark we heard today is a turbulent one. From the time his foot hits the sand from getting out of the boat, the crowd is already overtaking Jesus. A rich ruler is already at his feet imploring for Jesus to heal his daughter. He goes, and the crowd squeezes Jesus more and more. All want to see him, all want to touch him, all want a piece of him. Because now a woman, full of faith, but empty of just about everything else, touches Jesus' clothes and is made well. All the while, the crowd remains overwhelming, and news comes that the girl is dead already, and there's no use going, Jesus. But he keeps going and arrives at the ruler's house, and there's commotion and weeping and wailing, and they laugh at him for going. But Jesus doesn't stop, because he doesn't stop doing good. Just as Jesus restored that woman with the issue of blood, he ends up giving this little girl life. The storm has been calmed. The woman has stopped bleeding. The little girl is alive. And this means that the disciples can keep working. The woman can live for Jesus. And the daughter will return to doing what all good daughters do. Because Jesus is always on the move, we can be on the move too. When Jesus calms the winds and the waves, when Jesus heals what's been hurting you, when Jesus raises you from the dead, it's so you can keep going too with him to do the good he has for you to do. We keep going with Jesus when we think, act, and speak like him. We love like him. We are generous like he is. We are joyous like he is. We pray like him. We are obedient to his Father just like he is. And we get to do all of this as gift. So to whom does Jesus speak harshly today? Not to the faithful father, not to the woman with the flow of blood waiting for his aid, but to those who laugh at him, those who thought he was wasting his time, those who thought that it was no use for Jesus to keep going. What's the use? Don't waste your time, she's dead, they thought. Do we do this? Do we ever say, he's beyond help? She's beyond help? I'm beyond help? Don't bother with me, Jesus. They laughed at Jesus today for going to do the impossible. But you and I know that with the Son of God, all things are possible. So Jesus keeps going, pushing. For my sake and yours. He keeps working because honestly, you and I are a lot of work. We slouch, we give up, we run the other way, we get distracted with the things we have, we get distracted with the things we don't have. So in Jesus' story today, there are those who fall at his feet, knowing that he alone can do all things well, and those who say to him that he might as well give up. Those who say, Jesus, have mercy on me, and then those who say, why bother, Jesus? The Son of God was made man, and gave to us gifts that only he could give. And Jesus is busy doing Jesus things. He's devoted to his Father's will. He doesn't like to stay still because he knows his Father has works for him to do. And that's why we bother Jesus. Because he alone is the one to whom we can plead, implore, place our hopes on. He's the one who calms, heals, revives, places you back on your feet, and invites you to keep going with him. We can get distracted with the calming of the sea, the healing, and the reviving. These things can become the center of the story and the only thing that matters. But if we focus only on the calming, the reviving, the healing, we can get stuck. And Jesus never gets stuck. He keeps moving. And so do we. Jesus is always on the move, and so is his church. It's the green season, it's the growing season. And a church that has just been revived, picked up by the hand and put on its feet, needs food for the journey to keep on going. Just as Jesus did with Jairus' daughter. There's fun to be had, give her something to eat. He knows his work requires energy, stamina, strength. So he doesn't leave us unattended and going hungry in his journey. The Eucharist is that food for the journey. It keeps me going and you too. His true body and true blood, forgiving, renewing, and strengthening. The true and only medicine. So Jesus touches us as he touched the little girl's hand. And the best thing we can do this morning is to be that little girl, completely and fully given to. Dead, then alive, then up, then eating, so we can be joyful kids of the Heavenly Father going out to play. So he touches you today on your tongue and says, come on, up you get. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. And on that day, when he returns to take us home again, to keep going in the new Eden, he'll wake you up from your sleep too and say, arise. Come on up. Eat something. Let's play just as before. But divinely better. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Amen.